Good evening, everyone. Actually, some people suggest me to give a rating in Vietnamese also. So I can say like this. Trân trọng kính chào Hội Thánh. First of all, I thank God so much for giving me the opportunity to do my practicum this semester at Live BB Church. I also thank Reverend Charles and Reverend Quick, my supervisor, for permitting me to share God's word in our prayer meeting tonight. May God help me in sharing his word and also bless all of us in applying what we learn from the word of God. My title tonight is Servants of God, based on Exodus chapter 17, verse 8 to 16, which we have heard. This passage is quite familiar with us. It describes the battle between Israel and Amalek. Actually, there are many lessons for us from this battle, but in limited time, I just share three lessons that I learned from four characters in this passage that I call them servants of God. The first lesson is from Joshua, the obedient warrior. We can see verse 9. Moses asked Joshua to choose the men among them to fight with Amalek. Of course, Joshua knew that he was the first. And verse 10, Bible says that Joshua did as Moses had said to him. I mean, Joshua did roughly exactly what Moses asked him to do. I mean, Joshua had no argument, no complaint, no reason to say no. He didn't say, why me? Not you. Or it's quite dangerous. No, Joshua didn't say it like that. Instead, Joshua obeyed completely the command of Moses, the leader that God chose to lead Israel. Actually, I don't have experience in the army, but most of people who were trained in the army told me that if the army chief says go straight, you must go straight. Ask you to move left, you must move left. Move right, you must move right, despite the danger ahead. That is a complete obedience. Joshua was this kind of servant. He always obeyed Moses, his leader, under the instruction of God. That's why after Moses passed away, Joshua was chosen to be next leader of Israel. But before becoming a leader, we see Joshua was an obedient servant. We know that this is the key of success that God promised not only to Joshua, but also to all children of God. According to Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. There are many people in the world today sharing about keys of success, but we often forget the most important key in Christian life is that obeying God's word. We see God asked Joshua to observe to do according to all, not partially, but all. I remember that when I was a naughty boy, my mom asked me to stay at home and study, but I obeyed only partially because I stay at home, but I didn't study. Last Sunday, we remember that in the worship service, Reverend Jacques also reminded us about this point. Sometimes in daily life, we feel difficult to obey God because most of people enter the wide gate. Why do I enter the narrow one? I am living in the world. Why I cannot do what they do? The answer is no. God's word is very clear. Be not conformed to this world. We are in the world, but not of the world. Of course, it's not easy for us to obey God in this sinful world. But if we know that obey is better than sacrifice, just obey. God surely blesses a person who always obeys his word. If we have a lot of money to offer to God, that's good, certainly. But if we don't obey God's word in our lives, our bit amount of offerings becomes zero for God. Why? Because God looks for our hearts, not our works. Our spirit of obedience is much more important than our sacrifice. So may God help us to obey him in all aspects of our lives, although we are in a hard situation or in an easy one. This is the first lesson that I learned from Joshua, the obedient warrior. The second lesson is from Moses, the prayerful leader. Verse 11. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. We can see one thing here. Maybe the hands of Moses affects the result of the battle, doesn't it? So maybe Moses' hands are more special than our hands? Of course not, because this was the action of prayers, action of dependence on God, relying on God, not because his hands were magical. We learn this from Moses. He was a really good leader, but not because of his leading skill, yet because of his praying habit. Because of his praying habit, we know that he always asked God to instruct him, even when he was complained or blamed by the Israelites. In this battle, he strongly prayed for Joshua and the men who were fighting with the Amalekites. That was the source of strength for Israel to win the battle. That's why after the battle ended, Moses built an altar and named it Jehovah Nissi, mean the Lord is my banner, or the Lord is my victory. This truth reminds us that recent strength doesn't come from numbers of people or talents or finances, but come from God through our prayers. An example of prayer in the 16th century that impressed me when I studied church history is John Knox. His prayers were so strong that the Queen of Scots, Mary, said that she feared the prayers of John Knox more than all the assembled armies of Europe. I learned that Satan fears when we pray. Satan doesn't fear the rich or the successful people, but Satan fears the prayerful servant of God. Because when we pray, God grants us strength and God fights the battle for us. That's also the experience of Apostle Paul when he said that, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. So, how to receive God's strength? The answer is pray. Not only pray for ourselves, but also pray for others, for our church, for our pastors, our church leaders, church ministries, and so on. Thank God for the prayer meeting of our church on every Tuesday. We believe that God will bless our church through our prayers. So, if you don't know how to serve God or what you can do for the church, this is the answer for you. Pray. Praying is the most easy way to serve God. But that is the most powerful and effective way. Today is the 14th of February, a special day of our love, of love. So I would like to apply this lesson for our family also. May God's words tonight encourage the husbands and wives to pray hard for each other. You know, problems happen in most of Christians' families nowadays, not because of lacking of money, but because of lacking of prayers. But it's true that the more we pray, the less problems we face. However, sometimes we feel quite busy to pray, so tired to pray. But Martin Luther shared his experience that he has so much business that he cannot get on without spending 3 hours daily in prayer. I learned that the more busy works we have to do, the more time we must spend to pray. God will help us to do well those works. So may God remind us about this so that each of us will be a prayerful servant of God. The last lesson I learned from Aaron and her, the wholehearted helpers. Wholehearted helpers. Verse 12, part B. Aaron and her stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. The duty of Aaron and Hur looked quite simple. Just stayed up the hands of Moses. But I don't think they were not tired. Why? Because they must stand there to lift up the hands of Moses until the going down of the sun. That means they did it whole day. So it's normal to be thirsty and tired. So I learned that if they didn't have a good heart of a servant, they couldn't do this duty heartily like that. So our heart is very important. No matter what we do, just do it wholeheartedly. And another lesson that we can learn here. No one can do God's works alone. We see Moses, a very good leader, but he also need help. He need partners. He need helpers like Aaron and Hur to hold up his hands. Likewise, let us lift up the hands of each other in every work of God. Let us help each other wholeheartedly, even just a prayer or only a very simple thing. It's Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, not unto men. I believe that when we open our heart to seeing the need of others and help heartily, God surely blesses us much more than what we do. So in conclusion, we see that Joshua, Moses, Aaron, and Hur, although they had different duty in this battle, but all of them were servants of God. Likewise, for us today, although each of us has different role in the church or in family, but all of us are also servants of God. So may God help us to become an obedient servant like Joshua, a prayerful leader like Moses, and a wholehearted helper like Aaron and Hur. That's all I have for the devotion tonight. May God bless you all. Amen.